by voting to place it on the TIF, we voted for the phase one. There's no phase two nor a phase three on the Transportation Improvement Plan, the TIF, only a phase one, and that does take the shape of the truck-only bridge. Now, you probably saw in that article the Truckers Association are against it, and we are somewhat opposed to that being a truck-only bridge. We would really like to open that up to vehicular traffic, but that is a method that will work. It is a means to the end. However, that doesn't explain how we're going to fund phase two, which would be a second parallel span of the bridge, and phase three, which would be the new six more lanes bayway. So, but the reason we need to get that on the TIF was, there are several reasons. Most importantly, it will secure the funding from the federal government, $125 million. It will also secure the funding from the state in $250 million. So that action alone will secure $375 million that's been set aside for this project. Now, it's a big project, but you know, $375 million is a good bit of money and will go a long way. So while we have that secured, we can, on a parallel path, investigate other ways of funding this. You've heard me talk about maybe getting grants. You hear about the infrastructure bill that's being discussed in Congress. And
doesn't that make sense? We've got, trillions of dollars in a so-called infrastructure bill.
We could not even apply for that if it wasn't on our TIF. We had to have this on our TIF to apply for that. So,
okay, good.
On their radar because it wasn't on our TIF. Now, if that transportation bill passes, we can be considered for those funds. That's not a guarantee. And secondly, we're going to apply for, we're going to go after government loans. And when I say government loans, there are different mechanisms by which you can get loans through the U.S. Department of Transportation. But our goal is to go up there and talk to congressmen and senators and say, no, the state of Alabama wants a low-interest loan. We will manage this project for the rest of the United States. We will toll trucks and cars. Now, remember, the existing routes will not be tolled. So, listeners, it's very important to remember that. When we talk about tolls, we're only talking about tolls on the new capacity that's added. So if you don't want to pay the toll, you can take the routes that exist right now in the future. So we're only talking about, we're not going to get these new roads and bridges without tolls. So if you want to take the new roads and bridge, you can pay a toll, but by allowing cars and trucks across that and getting a low interest loan and taking the people out of the equation that want to make profits, we can get that toll down to a reasonable number, somewhere in the neighborhood of $2, Lori. So,
and you're hoping that would be for truckers and cars if they wish.
That's correct. Now, the truckers are probably, and when I say $2, I'm talking about passenger vehicles. Big trucks are probably going to have to pay more. I don't want to put a number on it, but let me just say it's probably going to be, I would say, $6 to $8, but not the $10 to $15 that's being discussed for a truck-only bridge.
Right.
So, you know, $6 to $8 is, I think, probably certainly worth it for the truckers to save them time. Time is money for them. They want to be a part of this solution. They need a new path, and they don't mind paying tolls if they're reasonable and if everybody else is paying tolls. They're not saying we don't want to pay a toll at all. They're saying we don't want to fund this bridge by ourselves.
Right.
Because common sense tells all of us on the Eastern Shore MPO that you build that bridge and have the trucks pay for it. Well, sometime in the future, cars are going to demand to use that. And I believe that's what would happen. I believe everybody believes that's what happens. So we stand with the truckers and their concerns. And what not only do we stand with them, we want them to stand with us. When we go to Washington and lobby to get either a grant or low-interest loan that we want to make this work for everybody, and when I say everybody, Lori, that's not just for the people of South Alabama. That's everybody from coast to coast, everybody from Jacksonville, Florida, to Los Angeles, California, and all points in between that use I-10. Commerce flows up and down that interstate, and I think the whole country needs. That's why I think we have a compelling argument bipartisan support when we go to Washington, D.C., because this is something that will help the nation, and we're not asking for a handout. If you give us a hand up, state of Alabama will manage it. We will construct it. We'll collect the tolls. And once it's paid for, we will end the tolls. That's another key point that we made in yesterday's meeting, is that we don't want this to be tolled forever. It needs to be tolled only to the amount that will pay for the loan, that will pay for any maintenance, and it will pay for the collection and dispersion of the tolls.
Don't we need it to pay for phase two and phase three?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Down
the road. I have a question.
Down the road.
Does the proposed, we're just going to call it the truck toll bridge for now, does it bypass our tunnel system?
Absolutely. Yes, Lori, that's one of the key components of even having a bridge is...
Thank goodness.
You don't get the bottlenecks in the bridges. Someone at yesterday's meeting described that as tunnel creep. And I thought that was a... Because, you know, people just kind of creep through the tunnel. They instinctively slow down. Not only is it going underground, but it's making... You make a right-hand turn as you enter. If you're on the west side of that tunnel, the Wallace Tunnel, you know, there is almost a 90-degree turn. If you look at a map, I-10, hard to believe, but just before the tunnel, if you're traveling east, I-10 is going almost directly north and south, and it makes a hard right as you enter the tunnel. So the curve slows you down. The fact that you're underground slows you down. This will straighten all that out. And
wait, will it straighten out the tunnel, or will it bypass the tunnel?
No, it'll bypass the tunnel, but the road would be straight as opposed to
curve
before you go in there. Yeah.
Anywhere in the plan, I guess that might be phase three, of straightening the tunnel?
There's no work, not the tunnel, but
the entrance and exit, I suppose, yeah.
No. Okay. There's no modifications that would be made to the tunnel, nor the causeway, nor the Bankhead Tunnel, nor the Wallace Tunnel, nor the causeway.
But
phase one, as it exists, the only modifications to the existing roadways in phase one would restrike the bayway in each direction from two lanes to three lanes, and there are a lot of people concerned that in itself will create hazards and will create traffic jams because of people slowing up when you're going from two lanes to three lanes, and then once you get back past Daffy, then it goes back down to two lanes, and it just kind of pushes the bottleneck further east.
Right. And what are emergency vehicles? What are emergency vehicles going to do with the frequent wrecks we have on the bayway? If there's three lanes of traffic instead of two, there's no shoulder. There's no way around.
Well, you're exactly right. That is a great question. What ALDOT has told us is that they would have a crew on either side of the bridge. Because you can't get there, you wouldn't be able to get, if there was a wreck, say, close to Daphne, you couldn't get from the Mobile side there, coming from Mobile, so you would have to back down it from the Daphne side. So you would have work crews positioned on either side of the bridge to work wrecks. And yes, that is a big concern of ours.
But
that
if
is
it's...
another reason why we need to complete all of this as one project instead of the multi-phase approach.
Okay.
So while we voted for the multi-phase approach yesterday, Lori, that is what we voted for. That is not what we desire, but it is what was necessary to move the project forward.
Okay, that makes sense. So some of these details could be changed. You've got to do public input, I'm guessing, public hearings, and then everybody can say three-lane bayway is a horrible idea, and then maybe you'll look at something else.
Well, yes, they are not even allowed. They can't even study it, spend money to study it, and come up with options until we put that back on the tips.
Got it. Okay.
That's where we're at. Now we can look at other options. We have an update scheduled for July the 27th. It will be a joint Mobile MPO and Eastern Shore MPO meeting. Both MPOs will meet in public, and we will be given an update by ALDOT. We could learn more then, but let me tell you, at the same time, behind the scenes, local and state and federal leaders from Alabama will be, and especially South Alabama, will be coming up with a strategy to try to convince the federal government to give us a hand up. I say a hand up, not a handout, because I think that's the way you sell it. They give billions and billions of dollars to foreign governments. They give loans overnight to banks at 0%. And, you know, we are a state of this union. We consist of Republicans and Democrats and independents. And so we don't need to make this political. We need to go up there as U.S. citizens and demand that we're given a low-interest loan so that we can do this ourselves. I think that's our best approach, and that's going to have our best the best chance of making this happen.
Okay, Jack. And that joint meeting of both MPOs is July 27th, 2 p.m. at the Five Rivers Delta Resource Center on the Causeway.
Oh, yes. Thank you for sharing that, Lord.
Thank you so much for coming on the air with me last minute with very little notice. I appreciate that. And then on Monday, we will see you in person wearing the hat of Fairhope City Council.
I will be there Monday morning, and I will look forward to it. I thank you for educating the public about what's going on with the Eastern Shore MPO and the Mobile Bridge and Bayway project.
Thank you. We appreciate it, Jack.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's confusing, and we all want to know. So inquiring minds want to know. Thank you, Jack. You can.